Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are TLC Coaches, helping people in Act Two of Life.
Okay, so we're going to see if this actually works this time. I think I've recorded this podcast about four times now. I really do think it's an important thing to bring up today. You know, it's been a full week of taking care of ourselves and making sure that we socially distance, quote unquote, as much as possible, providing for our own health and safety, and more to the point, providing for the health and safety of those people who work in healthcare, who are the most, who are also, you know, the people who are most vulnerable, the people with chronic health conditions, or who are just vulnerable because of age-related issues. We've all been doing this thing, so here we are, we're getting through. It's been a week, and in Arizona, we're finding out, you know, those of us who have school-age children, it's going to be another couple more weeks. So I really wanted to reach out to anyone who's actually listening and, first of all, kind of give you a distant high five if I can, first of all. And then secondly, to maybe give you some encouragement or some suggestions here. So as I work with older folks, the people that I visit live in communities, they live in healthcare situations where they can actually get more attention and more care. So I work with people who live in assisted living. I work with people who live in even independent and memory care units. I've mentioned this before if you've heard any of these podcasts. The people that I work with often, very often, complain about feeling isolated. They feel disconnected from the people that they love. They feel disconnected from their communities, their friends, their just regular activities, running to the store when they want to, running to a movie when they want to. Does any of this sound familiar? So as I was talking to one of my patients yesterday, we kind of made the realization together. We were talking about the response of the coronavirus and how, especially in these retirement homes, the people are being more isolated than usual. You know, family members who could just come through the front door, sign in, and then go see their family members are not able to go in. Only essential medical is able to come through the door now. And even then, the process is quite restrictive. So, as wonderful as that is, people who are already isolated are feeling more isolated. Now, I was talking to this patient, as I said, and we were sitting there reminiscing, actually, not yet, we were sitting there talking about the situation and how she was reacting to the extra measures and the isolation, which was already troubling for her. We were interacting about the emotional struggle that she was having with the transition, first of all, to live there, and then secondly, the extra precautions. As we were doing that, we were talking and made a lovely realization that as isolated as she felt, the people outside that home were also feeling it. And suddenly, this woman who was feeling isolated and disconnected suddenly felt very connected to the rest of the world as she made the realization that everyone outside was now doing what she was doing. They were home more. They were not able to get to the store as much. They're not able to get to the movies when they want to. Not able to get to the sporting activities or the, you know, the fun things that really do fill up our lives. But right now, it's just about the four walls we look at all day and the people within those four walls. Now, for her, she would like to have more of her family in those four walls with her. And so one of the interventions we proposed is the thing I'm going to talk to you about today. Now, I've brought up reminiscing several times. I've talked about the benefits that it has for older folks and the benefits that it has for us as well. But here's something different. We are feeling, a lot of us, disconnected from our normal lives and maybe the people that occupy our lives so much. And maybe you're not so close in physical proximity to some of these members of your family that you would really like to be. So my encouragement to this woman yesterday was, for her benefit, you know, reach out to someone, give them a call, and make a point to talk about good times, good memories, things that will uplift, and things that will connect you to the person on the other end of the phone. And as we talked about this, we also talked about the benefit that the other person is going to receive because they are isolated as well. So here's my encouragement. Call somebody. Call somebody with the express purpose of reminiscing with them, to talk about a memory, talk about a location, talk about a person, a shared experience. Pick someone that you will be able to actually have that conversation to connect with them. Because as you're doing this, what you're going to do is you're going to reap the benefit of the emotional exchange, the memory, and you're going to feel connected to that person on the other end of the phone. Even though they're not going to be there with you, you're going to reap all that benefit because you're doing this together. And here's the kicker. They are going to benefit just as much as you are. So even though I'm giving you this suggestion that you reach out and call someone and do this reminiscing, what you're going to do is actually going to benefit the person on the other end of the phone. So whether you're calling grandma or you're calling Uncle Joe or you're calling, you know, the neighbor who lives a couple blocks down the road that you just can't get to, they're all going to benefit from this. And so if you're feeling disconnected and you're feeling like you just don't know how to help more people, or gosh, I wish I could get out the door and see how they're doing, and I wish I could hop in a plane and be with mom, this is a way to do it. And this is a way to really be a benefit to them. And in the meantime, you're going to benefit yourself. So purposefully call someone with the idea of just reminiscing for a little bit. And then if you want to take it an extra notch, schedule a time to do it again. Once you've done it and you've reaped the benefit and you've had the emotional connection, you're going to want to do it again. So tell them, hey, I'm going to call you again. I'm probably going to call you in about 2 or 3 days, or I'm going to call you tomorrow, or I'm going to call you next week. But let them know you're going to do it. Make it something you agree upon. Hey, you know what? And next time, you know what I want to talk about? Oh my gosh, I want to talk about this and this and this, or hit this person over here. Oh, can you look up, you know, pictures of this vacation? I just wish I remembered this better. And let's talk about that next time. And schedule it. Make sure you have an arranged idea of what you want to talk about too, because that will allow you the opportunity to mull through memories, to think on things, and to look forward to that phone call. And then your phone calls won't be about isolation, and they won't be about anxiety, and they won't be about corona. They won't be about COVID-19. They will be about these memories and these wonderful experiences that you share, and you will be able to benefit from the emotional exchange, and you'll be able to connect in a way that will be beneficial for both of you. So that's my advice. I'm giving that to my patients. So if you get a phone call, that's probably why. But otherwise, you know, make someone's day, help someone that you feel, you know, could benefit from this, a little stress relief, you know? And if you feel like you're doing good, this is a great way to serve someone else. And if you don't have shared experience, but you just feel like you want to talk to someone because you think they would benefit from it, you know, ask a lot of open-ended questions about where someone's from or how they met their spouse or their favorite vacation, you know, something like that. Allow them to have that experience. Let them really go into the details of those experiences of their life, and you will really, really benefit someone right now. So if you're feeling like, gosh, I just wish I knew how to better help someone else out right now, I hope that you take this suggestion, because it really will. It'll benefit you. It'll benefit them. We will fight the isolation of this quarantining that we're doing, the self-distancing that we're doing, and they will benefit from your reaching out to them. You'll both feel connected. You'll reap the benefits of a wonderful memory, and we'll get through this together, stronger, better. All right, take care, and happy social distancing.
Hey guys, before you go, here's the deal. If you like what you've heard, please like it, share it, tell your friends, take a screenshot of it and post it. I know every podcaster asks you to do that, but there's a reason. It's because it helps us get the word out about the good that we're trying to do in the world to more people. So come on, please. Okay, bye-bye.